plans. We're doing a lot of work right now to get our website kind of redesigned to suit our longer term needs. But please visit us at body-or-thoughts.com. Sign up for our newsletter. That's where you can stay in touch and know what we're up to. Erica and I, so I have a co-founder, Erica McDonald, and I are both here in Vancouver, and I'm hoping to do like a mini show in the next, you know, couple months and potentially through the summer. So please stay in touch, and I would love to meet more of your listeners. I know that some of the women came out to our show in Vancouver, and it was just so awesome to meet you guys. So yeah, body-thoughts.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alexa.
Thank you.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free. I like my media sunny side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Baby, you're
Hello, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here on UBC campus. It is International Women's Day. CITR is programming 17 hours straight of FemCon. It's been awesome so far. I had a show earlier with Christine, and I just talked about my sisters, and it was really cute. I am Dora, and there are other people in the studio with me.
I'm Claire.
I'm Amna.
Wow.
We're all here.
Yeah.
We're all out here.
This is actually like such a throwback. It's like such a niche thing to remember. Or like kind of like a niche, that thing that are like in TV shows, like a callback, call out something. But we actually all did a show on social media for last International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. And this year we're doing kind of the same one. I like described it as a more fabulous version of last year. Mm-hmm. It's like celebrity in social media, specifically femme and female identifying celebrities. And yeah, it's gonna be awesome. We just played Virgo by the Courtneys from their album 2. They're having their album release party in a couple weeks, I think, at the Biltmore, which is gonna be awesome. Really cute pink fuzzy cover, which I love. Every time I look at it, I'm just like, oh, you did good. But yeah, so exciting lineup today. We're just like in topics. There's actually so much to talk about. There's so much female content on Instagram. It's insane. So I guess the first thing kind of like that comes to my mind is Kim Kardashian, just like in general as like a female celebrity who has used Instagram to become like the mogul that she is. I love her. What do you guys think about Kim K?
I find her very impressive. You know, she does what she does. I think it's easy to rag on someone who makes, I think people hate on her because she makes a lot of money off of her image. And it's kind of like an easy thing to hate on women for, when like becoming successful because of the way they look. But just that's not, I don't know. I have a hard time talking about it because I wouldn't say I'm like the biggest fan of her, but I don't hate her. I'm pretty indifferent. I guess I don't really care either way. Like, let her like live and let live. Like,
that's like, you know, a pretty rare middle ground.
Yeah, I don't know. Good for her. Like, she makes a ton of money doing off of like being a really smart entrepreneur, clearly. Like, she like made millions of dollars off of a video game where people just pretend to be her, so that's impressive. I mean, you know, that's cool, that's fine.
Oh, totally.
I think it's fine to be indifferent. I don't know why you would waste energy hating on it.
You know, unless it's like something you're like positively directing your energy for, like, what is the point?
It's like, you know, do your thing. Rare middle ground. How come?
Well, I feel like people either love her or hate her.
Okay,
like,
tell me why you love her.
Oh, like,
did you guys should have seen the look? Too bad this is radio, because you didn't see the look, the flustered look of love, like, that just overcame
the
Dora.
Pure adoration on my face. Oh, yeah. I think that Kim Kardashian is a genius. I think it's pretty funny like how much I love her, because I don't think I'm the kind of person who like would like her. I do think that I like a lot of the circles that I run in are like, lol, like haven't showered in a week, like image is like definitely important, like but like this like very kind of like counter curation
grungy
almost. Yeah. Whereas Kim Kardashian is like the epitome of like
clean and put together, and like contoured,
just like very very curated and like very kind of like a human painting almost. But I find her so interesting, just in that like she has found a way, because not only has she like capitalized on her like incredible beauty, but she's also like capitalized on like closeness with other people. Like, she is able to like seem like your friend even though you've never met her, you're never gonna meet her, but you're like, oh my god, Kim. Like, all of her Snapchats start with like, hey guys, like, getting this done today, like, just working out, like, oh my god, Chloe is so late. And it's like, ugh, like, yeah, like, you're totally, she's one of the most accessible celebs, while I'm sure she's also like probably the most like,
yeah, it's an interesting thing to capitalize on, making your life accessible to others and just promoting the image of yourself in your life. And she has like yeah, she is truly the epitome of that.
And I was like really, I wasn't devastated, but I was like, I mean, no, devastated is such a bad word to use in this situation. But when she was had that Paris robbery and she shut her Instagram down for a while, and I
you
was
weren't devastated.
Well, I was just like kind of peeved, but I didn't realize how much I cared until she posted again, and I was like, Kim Kardashian's back on Instagram, and my life is complete. Like, I've made it, I'm done. It was just like so satisfying to like get that glimpse back into her life.
What do you think you get out of it?
I don't know. I find her so fascinating. I think it's just kind of like the same way like someone who loves Harry Potter would read the books or like go to the world in Orlando. Like, I just like it kind of almost feels like a fandom more than like being a fan almost. What do you think?
Tell us, Claire.
I don't know. I'm pretty ignorant. I'm also like kind of indifferent. Like, I definitely don't hate her, but I don't love her as much as you, Dora.
Few do, I would say.
I do?
I say few do.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I definitely get that feeling though, where you become a fan of someone on social media and you're like, I'm just so glad that you're sharing you with the world, because it's like an interesting thing to be genuinely yourself online, and people do connect to that.
I have a friend recently who got a like second account. So she has her like first account where she posts most of her like, this is my like
yeah. Yeah, you're. This is like your curated version, and then you're like, "Wait, I want to be even more."
Yeah, she is
myself.
Yeah,
I have a friend like that. I wonder if it's the same friend.
I think it is.
Is there? Does her what's it called? Handle start with 69.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And her second account, I actually like so much more.
Me too.
She posts almost every single day, like several times, and it's never. I'm never like, oh my god, this is so annoying.
It's just funny, and you, if you know her and you love her, you're just like, wow, I'm glad to like have this little peek into your mind and how like your sense of humor works, and kind of like keep up with you from a distance, because with our like busy lives, social media is like a weird way to kind of just observe people's lives from afar and feel like you have that kind of closeness still. Yeah,
but
it's funny how that is. She has a second account though.
Yeah, and I think that she, like, I almost kind of, like, am a fan of that account. Like, I have, like, meme accounts that I follow all the time, and I have, like, aesthetic accounts that I follow, and, like, every time they post, I'm like, oh my god, I love it. And every time she posts, I'm like, yes, like,
thank
give
you.
Me more.
Share more, yeah.
It, like,
that strange appetite.
Yeah, like, weirdly, her, like, more personal and, like, accessible account, kind of, is, like, the one that I feel more, like, is more, like, more celebrity esque. I don't like. I just get excited and like a weird kind of detached, like, oh, cool post.
Yeah, like you're a fan.
Yeah, it's interesting, like that sort of need to have a second account, though. Like,
yeah, that's why I was interested in that when you mentioned that. Yeah.
Do you feel that like it's really possible to be yourself online?
I mean,
like, it's possible to seem yourself online for sure. Maybe it's the same in normal everyday life.
I think anything is an extension, like, it's an extension of yourself, the way like the clothes you wear are an extension of yourself. They're not you, but they're just an expression of you. Like, it's not essentially you.
Yeah.
But what is?
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Yeah, the big
question on Kim's studio.
I think that's like a pretty good point. I've been wondering that a lot recently. Because I feel like I've gotten so disenchanted with social media, like, over the past, like, I want to say few months, I've posted on Instagram, like, twice or something.
Yeah.
And I want to get more into it. I want to, like, be more comfortable with it. And I was, like, toying with this idea of, like, I'll just post every day. Like, make an account where, like, I feel comfortable posting every day, and then, like, it'll be fine. I'll, like, feel less weird about it. But then, like, I tried thinking about, like, every day I'd be like, okay, what am I gonna post? And then I would just get so stressed. I was like, oh no, like, and then I'll like post like this weird thing that like I don't really care about, but like I'll just do it. Like, I do think there's like too much
there's a weird expectation.
Yeah, and like if you have to get like a certain number of likes or whatever,
that's why it's good not to participate in it. If you can get stressed out about it, just fucking
Yeah, like it's excuse not me. Worth
it. Blow it off. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not worth the time, I think, to like stress out about it. Yeah.
Do you have social media, Claire Bailey?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah.
What do you post about?
Oh, just how beautiful Claire is. I honestly, like, I'll go, if I'm, like, feeling kind of blue, I'll go on Claire's Instagram and just be like, oh, my God, she's so pretty.
What? No.
She's not lying.
And yeah, no, it's, like, fact, it's true.
Loving the girl love. Happy International Women's Day.
This is what CITR was all about.
March 8th. 2017.
Yeah, what else? What do you think you post about?
I guess it is like lots of selfies. What else? What do I post about? It's like stuff that I take a photo of and then like think to post it, I would say. Yeah, I guess it's mostly
that
like
was
photos.
Vague.
Yeah. No.
I liked it though.
But I will say, like, this time last year, it's cool to, like, have that marker because I do feel like I have become much more disenchanted with social media in that time. Just, like, realizing how much time it sucks up and, like, mm-hmm. how much additional stress and self-censorship can come from it. And, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. I still think it can be a really positive tool, but I feel like it comes at a cost for a lot of people. Like, I don't know, when you put your life online, I think, and like specifically for like up for judgment, like social media is all about judgment because like you want to get likes and like people will comment, especially for like celebrities and really famous accounts. They get a lot of just
it's
hate,
a value system,
you know? Yeah.
And yeah. Opens itself up for that.
Would you guys ever want to be celebrity accounts? Like, not even celebrities, but like, would you want your account
to have a lot of followers?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, cool.
Do you strive for that, do you think?
No. Yeah. I think that'd be so stressful.
Yeah.
I think it would be so weird to be like, okay, like, I posted stuff that I wanted to and it made me get a lot of followers, and then all of a sudden be like, thinking like, oh, but will the followers like this? Like, I think that would be such
a strange tension. What you mean. Like, yeah, social media, it's funny how it's not that it comes into our lives because it just is a part of our lives, but it's funny to like, oh, like hear your friends talking and hear someone say, for instance, like, oh, I lost followers because of this post. It's like, this is a point of conversation that just happens now. Like,
that's also like so surreal. Wild to me. Like, you can post 20 like sick photos and someone will follow you. If you post one photo they don't like, it's like, okay, you're gone out of my feed forever. Like, such a strong judgment because of like one yeah. action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also it's like there's as much value to it as you ascribe it in your life, so you might just be like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Post what you want and have that like second account feel where you're like, whatever, this is me,
I'm going yeah. wild.
Going wild. What are you doing later?
Nothing. What about you, Anna? What's going on?
I'm getting a tattoo. Sorry, I'm like sidetracking us now.
No, that's okay. What of?
A scorpion.
Oh, sick. Can I ask where?
On my like chest kind of area.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy International
thank
Women's
you.
Day.
It's my Women's Day.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
I know this is like so irrelevant and so off topic, but no, like, okay. I love the idea of femme women getting masculine tattoos. Like, I have always wanted to get like a sword or like something like really aggressive.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by masculine?
Well, no, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it like
just aggressive and scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I have like a rose on my arm, which is like the epitome of femininity. And it's like, oh, like get something gross and big and like, get yeah. it on your body.
It's fun to be scary.
Yeah. Sorry, please continue.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Before we were talking about, like, do we want to get lots of followers?
Oh, right.
And it reminded me of one of my favorite meme accounts, Scariest Bug Ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, she is on hiatus from Instagram right now. I think because of, like, the stress it causes her and, like, seeing that from, even, like, from the distance of just, like, seeing her posts, it just saddened me and, like, made me think, oh, maybe this isn't such a good thing. Even though I love her account and I think, like, it makes such good content, like, maybe the cost is too high.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I guess, I don't know, are we blaming social media or are we blaming, like, the way we engage with it and the space that we give it in our lives. Like, I don't know. I think maybe that's, yeah, you know what? Fair enough. If you're going to have that many followers, then it's like a maintenance. It's like a project that you have to maintain.
Yeah, it becomes a career.
You're right. Let's talk about how people make money.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Tell me about that.
I was reading in a magazine, like an art magazine the other day, they had a feature on like artist side jobs. And one of the artist's side jobs was the Instagram account Earl Boykins. And oh, his Instagram wait. Was what? His side job.
That's a side job? That guy's an artist?
Yeah.
I just, like, love Earl Boykins. This is a moment for me right now. He's so a person wild. Beyond just posting the funniest photos that need no caption ever. Yeah. Like, wow.
We were talking.
Okay, interesting. Hmm? Oh, I said interesting.
Yeah, no. I think it's, like, so interesting how, like, like, and I think Kim K, like, kind of started this, I guess she didn't, but, like, getting so many likes and, like, literally monetizing, like, beyond the, like, value system of the likes and stuff and followers. Eric Andre did this thing on Valentine's Day week where he interviewed hot babes of Instagram Monday through Friday. And it was just, like, women who were, like, physically very beautiful and had made these accounts and posted photos of themselves. And, like, that was their job now. Like, they have agents. They make a lot of money. And, like, all because they just, like, posted photos of themselves that got enough likes and got enough followers. And, like, I think meme accounts are really interesting for that, too. Because I feel like a big part of that is, like, ads. Like, that's how you make money a lot of time from stuff like that. Whereas, like, meme accounts are, like, making fun of stuff all the time. So if they put, like, a starter pack and put, like, Cheetos in it because they were sponsored by Cheetos in this post, is that, like, good, like, supporting the brand or, like, kind of like making fun of it at the same time? But that is also like speaking as someone who like has no idea how that really works. But that's something every time I see a branded thing in a starter pack, I'm like, what
is this? I've never thought of
is
that.
Is it sponsored or not? You know?
Yeah.
Good point.
Thank you.
We've learned to spot product placement in movies quite automatically, but with memes, it's a bit more. What would be the word?
Blurry?
Insidious or something like that. Yeah, you can't quite tell. That's interesting. I didn't think of that.
That is something that I like about Kim K, or like find so interesting about her.
Upfront? Is it more upfront?
Yeah, she's so kind of like, look at this thing I'm using, and it's like kind of so, you're like, so obvious that she's, like, Kylie does, I think, the funniest sponsored posts, because it'll just be like her holding tea and being like, holding a bag of tea and, like, holding it and, like, looking really beautiful as she does it. But it's, like, look at this tea that I'm using. Which I just always thought, like, it's, like, so sponsored. But it's kind of like, yeah, no, I don't care. Like, I'm posting this and it's going to get a bunch of likes in. A bunch of people are going to drink this tea. And it's going to be awesome for my, like, bank account and for this company.
Yeah, it's your choice to follow that stuff or not. That's the thing about social media. You curate it. You don't have to look at it.
Hell yeah. What do you guys think of, like, money makers on the Insta?
Like, people who make money from their accounts? I don't know.
If I don't like it, I just won't follow it. I'm very indifferent about this subject.
That's, like, I think so good. I'm way too wrapped up in it. I'm on Instagram, like, every single day.
I mean, I am too, though. That's the thing. Like, I kind of am taking a break. Like, it wasn't, like, it's not that it was stressful, but I kind of realized, like, I was just spending too much time scrolling. And I was like, mm-hmm. what is my life? Like, you're just sitting here doing this activity scrolling. And your life is, we always talk about how our lives and our media are oversaturated with images. And, like, yeah, I sit at home and or wherever, and I go through these images, and I'm not really seeing them, and I'm not really reading them, and then you realize how much of a time sucker it is. So I was like, okay, I need to stop doing this. This is, like, a little bit of a waste of time. Like, I still go on, but, like, I try to go on less, and it just, like, it's just, like, right now, it's, like, not as interesting to me to post, but that's fine. It's not, like, a judgment thing. It's just, I guess right now, I'm just indifferent to it. I'm quite ambivalent. But I love that it exists. I'm big on images. I like to make art, so I'm, like, always down with anything that makes it easy to share images.
I do think that's, like, a pretty big, or, like, a pretty newish thing. Maybe I'm, like, totally wrong, but artists having Instagram accounts and just, like, for their art. I think it's, like, such a cool way to disseminate the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. I follow these women from Australia who I think are, like, so talented. Mm-hmm. And I only know them because of Instagram.
Yeah, it's great that way. It's, like, I'm not going to stop having it because it's one of the ways I, like, keep up with. It's great to, like, be able to watch an artist's process and see how their work is changing and, like, find out about openings and things like that. And it's just, like, kind of the you know, I probably should read Art Forum or whatever, but I kind of just hang out on Instagram and find artists that way, honestly.
Yeah. It's like the grassroots totally. Version. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song. This is off the album Post-Romantic Stress Disorder. It's called Ooh. Clementine. I know.
Amazing.
I think it's the most amazing name for an album pretty much ever. It's by this artist, Honora, out of Montreal. She's amazing. The song is Clementine, Was It My Fault? Enjoy.
Washing every inch of me to rid myself of poetry that came from in between your teeth that night. I'm washing way down to my bones to get a little closer to home and find out where it all went wrong that night. Wasn't
Hey, Christine, try this donut.
Ooh, okay. It's so stale.
That's because it's 10 years old! The Dunkin' Donuts radio show is celebrating a decade on the air. We're having a big party to celebrate.
With a show at the Toast, Saturday, March 11th, featuring Two Bad Catholics, Supermoon, Maneater, and Gal Grayson.
There will also be homemade donuts and limited edition donut t-shirts. All funds raised go to CITR's fund drive.
See you there.
Hey, do you want some coffee to wash it down? It's from 2006.
Hello, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. It's International Women's Day. CITR is doing 17 straight hours of all FemCon. Right now it's me, Amna, and Claire in the studio, and we are Kim K Disciples. We're talking about female celebrities and social media. Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks. Happy Claire. To be here.
Awesome. We were talking a little earlier about like how we use social media and like kind of the purpose of it, I guess. And now I kind of want to like focus on meme accounts. I find them so fascinating, and I feel like there are so many specifically like feminist meme accounts that are super successful and super interesting and super hilarious. Claire mentioned Scariest Bug Ever and how she kind of took a hiatus. But do you have any other favorite ones?
Central memes, bunny memes, Cash.
I like Goth Shakira.
I love Goth Shakira.
She's Canadian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or she lives in Canada, at least. She lives in Montreal, right?
I don't know.
I might be wrong. I think she lives in Montreal. From what I've gathered.
From what I can see.
From the internet.
My favorite right now is Forever Internet. She does this thing on her story where she's just at work and it's just like, work sucks. Like, it's just like of her face listening to like 2000s jams and just being like, oh my God, I'm so over everything that's happening right now. And I really support it. I freaking love it. Yeah, Goth Shakira is hilarious. Bunny memes, also really good. So I wanted to do a fun game. I, like, would consider it a game. I don't know if anyone
we'll
else
see
would
if it's
consider
fun.
It a game. Yeah, no. No, exactly. Please. So the game is we're gonna explain or, like, describe memes on air, which is, like, really stupid and, like, hard to do. So
sounds good. Really fun, actually.
I'm gonna do this one because I remember when it came out and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so me. So it's kind of like a series of faces and then like little captions underneath them with like the overarching caption of like the entire meme. So it says, when you need to do yet another X meetup because there's still even more stuff you need to collect and you try to think of accomplishments you can casually bring up to make sure you seem like you're doing well for yourself. And then this picture of Jamie Lee Curtis. Or no. Oh, my God. Beyonce's little sister.
Beyonce.
Or, oh, my God. Britney's little sister.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Jamie Lynn
Didn't you watch
Spears.
Zoe 101 religiously? Jeez.
Only, like, agnostically. Okay. But okay. It says
fair enough.
It's a picture of her smiling, like kind of beaming, being like, I'm not pregnant. And then there's Kim Kardashian looking like very sexy and like in the shade and like kind of unhappy. And it says, I felt happy yesterday at 1:30 PM and then there's one of Obama being like, yes. And it says, I'm a meme admin. And then Lindsay Lohan kind of like looking exhausted. I only cried once this week. And then Britney Spears looking just, like, done. And it says, yeah, I have this cool new hobby. You probably wouldn't know about it. And then Mariah Carey looking very sassy and just, like, dreamy. It says, I enjoy eating gluten now. And then that's, like, the whole meme itself. And then Forever Internet wrote, I've peaked. This is it. Goodbye. And I'm like, you know what? Proud of you. You made it. I'm glad
memes,
you like
so satisfying. You relate to them more than you relate to other people sometimes, hey?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't really care. Something that I, like, think is really weird about meme accounts is I always get really annoyed when I see, like I don't want to watch their stories. Like, I just want to see their memes. And I'm like, I don't care about your life. I just care about, like, everything you have to say, kind of. Which I feel, like, kind of weird about
sometimes.
Aren't
those the same thing? Or are they not?
No, exactly. It's like, why have I drawn this line? Like, I don't care about, like, you, like, as a human being. I just care about, like, the content that you're creating.
Okay, I understand. Okay,
which, like, I don't know. It feels like a weird distinction that I've made in my head. But I am, like, very adamant. Like, if I see, like, I really just, like, don't like I just don't like the stories. I'm like, oh, I don't care. Make more memes.
Oh, fair enough. So wait, what makes something, someone's life more interesting to you? Like, if you, why are you more interested in Kim K's life than like a certain person maybe who makes memes? Like, what do you think makes somebody good at it and someone bad at sharing their life?
That's a really good question. I think Kim Kardashian has, well, first she has like, her life is fabulous. Like, I kind of low-key want to live her life. Just like, yeah, I want to wear Balmain every day.
Yeah.
I want to have two adorable little kids. I want to live in a mansion. I want to live in LA. But then also, I think she does, like, she, like, understands her fame very well. Like, I think Kim Kardashian has, like, figured out the right amount of times to post. It's definitely not, like, an oversaturation of content from her. Whereas, like, a lot of the times... and she also talks a lot. She takes a lot of videos in her stories. They're rarely pictures. And it's usually just her kind of, like, goofing around. Whereas a lot of meme accounts, I'll see their stories and it'll be, like, them, like, just a selfie. And I'm, and I
so
kind
the
of...
the story figures into it, hey?
Yeah, the story's the big one because I'm, like, I can scroll past a photo of someone, whatever, but it's hard. I really don't like the Instagram story setup. Because you can't stop it. Like, it automatically loads to the next one, and my phone's really bad at loading
just
them.
Scroll out.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, why am I taking this extra motion to, like, you're, like, forcing me to half watch a lot of things that I don't want to do.
No one's forcing you.
Instagram is forcing me. They're putting it in my face. And I don't enjoy it. I don't know. That's, like, my... that's my cross to bear with Instagram. But do you guys have memes that you want to share to the listeners?
I'm looking. We'll see. I have a funny-ish one.
Okay, you go.
So I really liked the Joe Biden getting the, what is it, the Medal of, is it the, it's not the Medal of Honor. It's like the Medal of, let's see, Joe Biden Medal. Of Freedom? Was it Medal of Freedom? Yeah, the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Obama. And so the photo is Obama standing behind a teary-eyed Joe Biden. He looks so proud. Like, this is the moment that his whole life has been leading up to. This is it. And Obama has his hands holding the Medal of Freedom, like, placing them over Joe Biden, who's looking out into the distance, and Goss Shakira writes, when you knew you came home drunk, but wake up moisturized with your clothes folded, a glass of water beside your bed, and no text sent to your ex almost man, and the pride, the teary-eyed pride, and the relatability. It's like, you did it.
So
it's just funny. Yeah,
I love it.
Memes are a lot less funny when you narrate them.
No, exactly, which is why, like, I think it's, like, a pretty funny activity because it's, like...
dang, I was so down, but now that I said it out loud, it's over.
Like, it,
you
it's,
transformed it.
I think it's, like, such a fun...
you made it obsolete.
It's a really fun visual medium that, like, I guess it's true of, like, all art, but I think it kind of, like, almost solidifies memes, like, as an art form in my head because I'm, like, it's so hard to articulate,
it's
like,
a joke,
why I'm so
into
it.
And it works in this media, and it doesn't work in the other, and once you try to make it different, you've ruined the punchline.
Go wild, Claire. I'm
Tell
ready.
Us.
Oh, I don't have one found yet.
Well, then, you really messed up, and I don't know why we invited you here today.
What account are you... gonna be sharing from, do you think?
I don't know yet.
She's really stressed out, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna make her take a break from social media.
We can move on.
Okay. We can come back maybe later.
Okay. I just, like, love meme accounts, especially feminist meme accounts, because they're also, a lot of them deal, like, I feel like I get a lot of, like, mental health things.
Oh, yeah. Memes are an important... you know, it's an interesting thing. It's, like, become a really, like, neat place for marginalized people to express themselves in a humorous way, where it's not just, like, you know, the serious aspects are important, but it's, like, neat because they can engage in this fun, humorous, expressive form and, like, have their voices heard. And so it's, like, increasing visibility for a lot of people. So that's, I guess, like, one of the reasons you have, like, mental health and, like, feminism and stuff intersecting with memes and... it's neat. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Yeah. Hundo P.
Hundo P.
What I, like, loved a couple months, or maybe about a month ago now, there was this like meme art show in LA that all the major meme accounts went and had. They like picked their own memes, I think, from their accounts to be like projected on the wall and like shared and like consumed like as art. And I was watching the videos from it, and the guy who curated it, I think his name was like Gcash or something. But he was just like, he seemed so cool and so with it and was so excited. And it was like, they had to move to a bigger venue. It was so popular.
Wow, like as, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, like as a form of expression, memes are like kind of like, I think like almost the ultimate, because it's like visuals and like text in like a way that's like very natural and like still like very, like it's not, it hasn't hit the like, let's like monetize on this. Like Cheetos hasn't made their own meme account. Like Kim Kardashian isn't like producing starter packs to put on her Instagram. Like it's still like a very like pure kind of like expression.
You think though, didn't we even say before, like what if people are just promoting things and we don't realize it? And
yeah,
like,
but are they?
Well, I've seen meme accounts where they do promote, like they're definitely like, they're meme accounts that are very popular and people contact them and they do promote like certain products. I've seen that before with a certain, I can't remember, like Hood Clips and things like that maybe, or like No Chill. Some people do that.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's like a, I think like any like major, like something that has so much traction with like the youth is it like, like people are gonna try to monetize that very quickly, but I think that like, like most memes that are being created are like genuine reflections of the artist's like personhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you mean when you say pure. Okay, I understand that now.
Yeah, and it's like I like, I think it's a cool.
Yeah, like it's still very lo-fi.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's exactly. Lo-fi and lowbrow, and there's something nice about that.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever make memes?
No.
I've definitely started thinking in memes a lot. Like,
yeah, that's the thing about the meme. Like you were saying, it's so natural. You kind of just like, it mirrors the way you think in a way.
Like the sentence, like when you blah, 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 has been in my brain so much.
That feel one.
I had a really funny.
TFW.
I had a really funny moment in class today. I'm in a film studies class. And I feel like something that I see in memes a lot is like a pic of like a dog. And it's like, she thick.
I love that.
I think they're so funny. But I was watching this movie and the bad guy like walks on the scene and you get like it's like him like you get like his back and he's walking on and my first thing was like, she thick though. I was like, why is this like in my brain? Like why is this funny. My original like initial reaction? But meme accounts are so interesting. They're like so perfect. I'm gonna do a really subtle shift into I wanted to just like bring in
subtle if you name it.
Yes. That's like how subtlety works. You have to like say it. So that people
a
know.
A lot of attention to it.
But I just wanna shift to I wanna touch really briefly on sex worker accounts. Just because I just wanna make sure that we start talking about it just a little bit. I recently started following this account for aesthetic reasons. I like hadn't realized that the like content was like to promote this woman's work, and it turns out that she's a sex worker who like promotes all of her friends. And like her story one time was like only like looking for people to do a shoot with, like sex worker power. And I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, this is like a whole sub Instagram community that like I had no idea existed. And I was just like, I think it's like so interesting.
I love that it's normalizing it.
Yeah, totally.
She, just in the same way that social media is ubiquitous, you can make sex work and it's visibility, and just like the fact that it is like a thing that people do, just normal, you know, and you just see it there. I mean, rather than having it in like the weird underground corners of the internet. It's kind of cool. I just learned about this today, like 20 minutes ago.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree with everything you've been saying. Yeah, it's good to like be normalized, and I guess like an empowering medium kind of for sex workers, yeah. Because they get to control their own images. And yeah, I think that's really important, and like also to like show people that they are controlling their own images and like not being forced, which is a big stereotype.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking at one post from Instagrammer Di Lindsay, and it's a picture of her. I'm assuming she's webcamming, like, and took a screenshot, and she's smiling. Looks great. She says, "I'm trying to smile more. Does this look natural? Forced? Accepting tips and advice, asking for a friend." And it's really funny and satirical. And I can, like, yeah, that's so, I'm sure that like, super empowering for her to satirize the way not only women are told to smile more, but maybe, like, within her profession, like, the kind of things people might be saying. And it's like, don't tell me how to do what I do. Like, and just, it's just funny.
Yeah, like I think
you made it into a joke. That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's like so empowering. Yeah, good point on that. Like they're in control of their image, and then also like in control, I think it gives them so much agency in the work themselves. Like people can now like it's a platform that like advertises kind of like or like showcases the kind of stuff that they want to showcase, but then also it's a way that people can contact them and like actually like make like have. I don't know, contact and networking.
And
I also like love Instagram so much. I think it's like pretty relevant to memes as well. Like the community that comes out of it. Like once you start creating content, there are going to be other people in the world who are creating similar content who want to like get in touch with you and kind of foster.
Yeah, it's this. A neat way to be able to be in charge of your money. Like you can kind of it's a way people can work for themselves. You know, where like you know if you don't like having a boss. If you're like me, and that's the thing in life that really peeves you. This is really appealing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I just like, I think it's like such an interesting way to use social media. I also think it's like kind of going back to like, I briefly mentioned like hot babes of Instagram. Like, I like think it's like a cool way to play with the like, I like how some women have used the platform to like not it's like obviously not the same extent but to kind of like sell like images of their body to people and like garner capital and like garner followers and kind of like this weird inverse of it where like instead of like using the platform to promote that versus like using it to like generate it kind of I don't know. I think it's like a pretty weird thing in social media, like how you can steal images and like steal content. Like I know a lot of meme accounts always like thanks at like how I find out about meme accounts all the time is that someone like reposts a meme that another memer has like posted, and then it's like from like art or whatever retweet whatever from at this person. And, like, I am always, like, a little skeptical of people who don't do that. Like, if I've seen something in my feed before and I'm like, okay, which one of you just stole this? Like, mm-hmm. What just happened?
Yeah.
And, like, the ability to steal, especially, like, people's bodies and, like, images of people's, of humans, mm-hmm. Even not just, like, purely created content, I think is, like, a really weird, not yeah. even gray area. Just
I
like
mean,
area.
Yeah, it gets into a weird, and then this kind of brings us into like the problem with like sexting and like sexuality in the internet for adolescents, like kids, and the whole sending nudes thing. Like that's a problem for middle schoolers. Like this is becoming, it's like a thing that 12 and 13 year olds are dealing with now, and that I have to teach about in sex ed, and you know, boys. Or, like, not necessarily boys, but, like, people pressuring each other to send these pictures of their bodies and then being able to, like, manipulate photos and say, like, if you don't, I'm just going to make a fake picture and post it. That's very strange. It's, like, a thing you have to teach kids about now.
Yeah. I think that, like, the social media age has, like, changed so much, like how people kind of... I had like a fully formed thought in my head, but like kind of how you've had to like learn that. Like, I think it like the first thing that comes to my brain, did you guys ever see A Walk to Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, how they Photoshop Mandy Moore's head onto this like sexy pic and like put it all over the school. And it's like, oh my God, like Mandy Moore, your life is over.
Yeah, she's so sad and devastated, and she runs out of school.
Yeah, she's so upset by it. And like in the movie, like the villains do that, but it's kind of like this weird new thing where you kind of have to like teach people, like, no,
and
like
that was over a decade ago.
Yeah, but you have to like show, you have to like teach the youngins, like, don't do this manipulation of like an image or like a human that like was not available before. Mm-hmm. Like you could cut people's heads out and like post it on or something.
Yeah, and there's like such a bigger opportunity for those to be like spread around. Like that was like put up in high school, but now like when it goes on the, when someone posts an image of you on the internet without your consent, it can be everywhere. And that's really scary.
I'm always really terrified. Sometimes I Google my name, and I'm really, like, every time I hit Google Images, I'm like, oh, no, like, please don't let, like, something scary be there of me. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever sent anything too bad. But, like, every time I ever, like, send anything, I'm like, save it or delete it. Like, this is, like, I can't have this around. I don't know.
What do you mean? Like,
If I ever send like a sexy pic, I'm like, delete right away.
You or tell people?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Then why do you send it?
Well, not even like delete right away, but I'm like, I delete it from the conversation. I'm like, save it, and I'm gonna like not have this anymore. Like, so.
You want to forget that it happened?
No, I just don't like want it to be something. I don't know, that, like, anyone else can see.
But then why do you send it? I'm confused.
What are you saying? No, like, because if it's on, like the conversation and, like, you're just, like, going through your text or something and you, like, scroll, then, like, if anyone's looking over your shoulder,
oh, you mean, like, okay, so you're okay with that other person having it, but you're, like, now that I've done it, I don't want anyone else to be able to look in my phone and see this?
Yeah, you, like, instantly lose control of this thing.
But once you've sent it to that other person, they can show it to whoever, can't they? You like assume they won't, but I'm wondering, like, is that something you think about or no?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh, okay.
Constantly. That's like a huge fear.
Really? That sucks. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think that's all we have time for. I'm gonna try to play this ad that's been giving me so much frustration. I'm gonna lose my freaking mind. But let's see if it works. It did not work. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to play a song. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kim K Disciples. Thank you.
Thanks.
Happy International Women's Day.
Love you.
International Women's Day.
I'm just going to play.
Don't. Just kidding.
I'm going to play Cry Baby by Venus off of Venus EP, coming at you out of Montreal. So enjoy that.
I'm Bye. A lot of boys.